Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a great show. We have George Shearing's Quintet, we have Dinah Shore, Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Bobby Darin. We'll have Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton, and right now, it's the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring Charlie Christian and Memories of You.
Shore. Then suddenly just a gentle murmur at the start. We kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in
Sing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Oh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies.
Folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. And that was Bobby Darin with Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. And before that, it was Martha Tilton on vocal, Benny Goodman Orchestra featuring Harry James on trumpet solo, and a great jazz classic called And the Angels Sing. We started with the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring Charlie Christian with a UB Blake and Andy Ransoff tune called Memories of You. Great way to get us started on swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, a sad day. This is this day today, May the 28th. This is the 39th anniversary of when 165 people lost their lives in a fire that raged through the popular Beverly Hills nightclub in Southgate, Kentucky. To blame for the tragedy was aluminum wiring that overheated, causing the fire. No emergency sprinkler system, inadequate exits and improper construction materials, and a mixture of gases that killed many who were not hurt by the fire. Let's get back to better stuff now. Better memories from Rosemary Clooney. We'll have Tony Corbicello. And right now is Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and Am I Blue?
Tears in my eyes telling you, am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man just fell through. Was a time
blue.
river treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend is over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. Nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good.
Song written by Duke Ellington and Paul Francis Webster back in 1941, called I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Song sung here by Rosemary Clooney, backed up by Nelson Riddle. Nelson Riddle was born on this week back in 1921. This, by the way, is from a CD called In Full Swing. And we heard from Tony Corbicello in a song called That Old Feelin'. Sammy Fain, Lou Brown wrote it back in 1937. And we opened with Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and a Grant Clark tune from 1929 called Am I Blue? Very popular tune back in that year, on the hit parade by various artists 6 times. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, let's see. It was on this week back in 1942 that the biggest-selling record of all time was recorded. A little out of season, perhaps, but White Christmas, an Irving Berlin classic, was written, recorded by Bing Crosby for Decca Records. The song was written for the film Holiday Inn. And Marion Morrison, better known to all of us who are his fans as John Wayne, born on this week back in 1907 in Winterset, Iowa. His 50-year film career began in the 1930s in low-budget westerns. The Duke's first major role was in Stagecoach, where he played the part of the Ringo Kid. And it was while he was working on this film that John Wayne began a long-term association with the director John Ford. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be the George Shearing Quintet. We'll have Dinah Shore, and here's Tony Bennett with the Dixie Chicks and the Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway.
The rumble of those subway trains, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's.
When a Broadway baby said goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies didn't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, babies. Sleep tight.
Let's call it a day.
Hey, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. By your baby round to Ellington and Basie.
When a Broadway baby said goodnight, it's early in the morning.
Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Good night, babies. Good night.
The milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight.
Thank you. mention me. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Such a great recording. That's the George Shearing Quintet and an Al Dubin and Harry Warren tune from 1937, a famous one called September in the Rain. We heard from Dinah Shore. Didn't she sound good on this recording? It was a song called There'll Be Some Changes Made. It's written back in 1921, made popular back then by Ethel Waters and later on by Ted Lewis, and then the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker. And we heard from Tony Bennett with the Dixie Chicks with an Al Dubin, Harry Warren tune, another one called called Lullaby of Broadway. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Lionel Hampton. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have some great stuff coming up in this half hour. In the next 10 minutes, it'll be Patty Austin with the WDR Big Band. We'll have Vic Damone to sing, and right now, it's Lionel Hampton and Flying Home.
Thank you. Is in your eyes, the look, your smile, can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what it tells my heart, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait. I love you so. Please don't ever go. I love you so.
When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my girl. You're my sugar. So sweet when you stir it up, when you're taking sips from my tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips your confection. Goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
So good. From her CD called For Ella, that was Patty Austin with the fabulous WDR Big Band, and a Fats Waller Andy Razoff tune called Honeysuckle Rose. Big song on the hit parade five times by various artists between 1933 and 1937. We heard from Vic Damone and a Hal David Burt Bacharach tune from 1965. Was in a film called Casino Royale, which has been around a couple of times. The song was The Look of Love. And we heard Flying Home, done so well by Lionel Hampton, written back in 1941 by Sid Robin and Lionel Hampton and Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman, by the way, had a birthday on this week back in 1909. Well, ceremonies marking the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge were held in San Francisco on this week back in 1937. The bridge has been called one of the greatest engineering marvels in the world. And in baseball, the National League owners voted to allow the Brooklyn Dodgers to move to sunny Southern California and said that the New York Giants could move to Northern California. They said that back on this week back in 1957. And as you know, the teams went on to establish themselves in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Bunny Berrigan. We'll have Harry James with Helen Forrest. And here's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Tex Beneke on vocal and the Ladies in Love with You.
A story and I'll see what I can do.
Well, I got a new gal that's a real killer diller, but I'm not so sure that she goes for Mr. Miller.
That's nothing to worry about. Man, don't you know how to go about finding out?
No, you tell me, Texas.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without it waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Five by five, he's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hip bat. He be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether it's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
That's Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, and a Julie Stein tune from 1926, famous one called Sunday. This orchestra, by the way, that Bunny Berrigan has on this recording includes Buddy Rich, Georgie Auld, Joe Bushkin, and Ray Conniff. Before that, we heard from Harry James featuring Helen Forrest on vocal and a Don Ray, Gene DePaul tune from 1942 called Mr. 5x5. This was on the hit parade by Freddie Slack, later on by the Andrew Sisters, and then this recording got on the hit parade as well. We heard from Glenn Miller and Tex Beneke in a song called The Ladies in Love with You. The two voices you heard on here, one was Tex Beneke, and the other was a rare recording of Glenn Miller with a little bit of dialogue. And this on this date back in Tex-Beneke passed away on this date back in 2000 at the age of 86. Tex-Beneke joined the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 1938 and took over the band in 1946 after Glenn Miller had passed away in 1945. As you know, Miller broke up his civilian band in 1942 to join the military. However, Beneke joined the Navy during World War II, played in the Navy band, and unfortunately never played with Glenn's famous Army Air Force Orchestra. But in 1946, Miller's widow asked Tex-Beneke to take over the Glenn Miller Orchestra and bring it back out on the road, and under his direction, the band once again flourished. Back to more music on Swing. We have time for a couple more, and here's a great one right now. Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and Witchcraft.
Are those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, that heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you rouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. It's witchcraft, that cuckoo witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you, than you, than you.
Oh, you're a fine witch.
Sorry to break in, but we're running out of time again. This is Cy Zentner and his orchestra, and Spring is Here. And we heard, of course, from the chairman of the board with Nelson Riddle's orchestra and Witchcraft. This is Bill Cartwright. saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.